You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 296. And I'm excited to share this week's mantra with you, as well as some personal experiences as to how it's worked out for me. So this week's mantra is, my life is an exciting adventure filled with opportunity and reward. And we're going to talk about how that fits into business too on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome. It's Jackie Elmer, and I'm so thrilled to be sharing some time here with you on today's podcast. Got a lot to cover in today's show, so we're going to kind of get right into it. Direct Sales Bootcamp is open. A lot of good stuff going on over there. Join us over at directsalesbootcamp.com. And I am really excited to share with you that streetsmartnetworker.com is also now live. And I'm really excited about this project. I have taken my 20 plus years of networking online and offline, truly some very successful times that I've had. I've taken all of this and created a training program to teach you how to create an endless stream of leads, prospects, signups, and referral partners for your business. I've truly learned how to combine the best of offline networking with the best of online networking and truly marry those together so you get more bang for your buck. The really exciting thing about offline networking and getting social media involved in it is that you can truly put yourself out in front of thousands of people who were never even at the networking event when you use social media the right way. And I teach you how to do that at streetsmartnetworker.com. You know, a lot of people go to networking events, but very few know how to monetize them. And now you can be one of those people. And it's kind of funny. One of my community members said, how come you've never shared this before? And I had to laugh. At first, I thought, man, I'm busted. And then I thought, you know what? The reality is I have shared all this before, but people have been so caught up in attraction marketing and using nothing but the internet that they've lost sight of the reality of what my story is. And that is, I built my business offline for 6 years before I ever even found the internet. I had a team of over 10,000 people when I went online. I'd already overcome all the fears and, you know, could handle any challenges and objections that people had, a lot of that type stuff. So that's the interesting thing. I have taught this before. It's just that it's not always fallen on receptive ears. But the reality of it is, it's so much easier to get a new person started with talking to people, meeting people while they're out and about, than trying to figure out the online piece of attraction marketing. Not that you can't do that, but most people don't understand the marketing side of social media. They look at it as an advertising platform and they fall flat on their face. And it takes a while in many cases for people to begin to get that. But for whatever reason, we know intuitively what we don't want to do very often in the real world. We don't walk up to people and just start spamming them with our opportunity and that type thing. But sadly, many people do that online. They do things online that they would never do offline. I see people posting all the time, you know, join my team. I only need 3 more people to help become millionaires and all this other stuff. And I think to myself, gosh, you know, I don't really know. Of the people that I know personally who do that, I know that most of them would not walk into a social setting and do that. And so I think to myself, why do they do that online? Because the reality of it is, the person on the other end is going to receive it the same way that they would if they were in person. They'll still roll their eyes. It's just that you won't get to see them do that. So one thing that I really did was master the key pieces of being a good networker offline. And once you have that mastered offline, you can easily convert that online. So one of the things that I learned was truly how to create a rock solid commercial or elevator pitch. It's so important to know how to introduce what it is that you do to other people. The other thing I learned is how to sell without selling. And people are always like, what? What does that mean? Well, it can be done. When you create a good commercial, when you become a great listener, when you take the emphasis off of you, it's easy to sell without selling. And I also learned how to get my business in front of almost anyone with just one key question. And I teach you about that at streetsmartnetworker.com. And then, of course, mastering the art of follow-up and building relationships before the sale is such an important part of it. And then, probably the biggest part, and my favorite, is that I mastered how to bring social media, Facebook and LinkedIn specifically, into the equation. And this builds a much faster relationships, creates an interest in you, the individual, and then your business. And like I say, it allows you to get it out there in front of more people than you can imagine, people that were not even at the event. So go on over to streetsmartnetworker.com, have a look, and if you have any questions, let me know. All right, so let's get into today's topic and our mantra and affirmation, of course, which is, my life is an exciting adventure filled with opportunity and reward. Now, as I always say, write that down, commit it to memory, and say it many times throughout the day. My life is an exciting adventure filled with opportunity and reward. And when you say it, I want you to feel what those words mean to you. I want you to close your eyes and visualize a scene of that really happening. What is adventure in your life and business? What picture do you conjure up? What is opportunity in your life and business? What is reward in your life and business? I mentioned I wanted to share a personal story. I just wanted to share a little bit with you about what my life and business was like over this past week. Now, last Monday, I had an appointment to sign up a new client in my business. It's a chiropractic office, and they want to do a better job of remembering birthdays and appreciating their clients, and they want to learn a little bit of social media training too. And I am the high-tech, high-touch relationship marketing and social media consultant. So they were actually a referral to me from someone else, and I love referrals. It was so fun. Well, here's the thing. I had their address, and I am new in Scottsdale, back to Arizona just after 4 months, I've only been here 4 months after 15 years in California. And so I don't know this area super well. So I'm relying on Siri a lot. So I plugged the address into Siri and I set off listening to exactly what she had to tell me on my iPhone, how to get there. What an adventure. I literally ended up in the sticks and it was gorgeous. I was in rolling hills and mountains surrounded by big, beautiful blue sky with some white puffy clouds and saguaro cactus popping up everywhere. There was lots of wildlife with roadrunners running across the road. I mean, I could look all around and I didn't see any sign of civilization, no houses or anything. And yet I was still in Scottsdale. I mean, it was very interesting. And as I got out there further and further, I kept thinking, oh man, I might never be seen or heard from again. You know, my Siri kept going, but my service was kind of shot. You know, I was out there in the mountainy areas, so my service was kind of shot. And it was interesting. And I started to feel just a little bit stressful, thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. What if I'm lost? You know, what kind of impression am I going to be giving off? But I just decided to trust Siri, to do my best, and to just enjoy the beauty of the drive and the beauty of just the sheer adventure of what I was doing. And I have to tell you, it was fabulous, and I arrived right on time. Now, the peaceful drive also gave way to a phone call with a real estate agent in Idaho who ended up being my latest team partner. And I'm so very excited to get started and get him launched in the business along with his significant other. So that was very exciting. We had a great conversation. And, you know, he had found me through the internet and found a lot of other real estate agents in my same business, but opted to partner with me. And of course, that made me feel like $1 million, because while I've never been in real estate, I know marketing very well. And I certainly know direct sales and network marketing. And I know how to teach real estate agents how to get themselves out there and how to build a stronger business. And then, of course, if they want to partner with me, how to build a strong side or a significant income with my business. You can go to workwithjackie.com to learn more if you're looking for a business or if you're looking for a great follow-up system for whatever business you have now. So that was an adventure, an opportunity, and a reward. So then I had the client meeting. That went great, and I'm getting them launched this week, so that was really fun. I met some great people. We had a lot of fun. I demoed for them very easily how they could use our tools on the go and gave them some specific ideas on social media and different things that they could do. So again, that was another adventure, opportunity, and reward. Tuesday, I was invited to share my business and my products and my training at a Chamber of Commerce Lunch and Learn, and that went great too. I picked up some very solid business leads, as well as I had a great video shoot because the David who owns the Chamber of Commerce, he was shooting video of the presentation, and we did some testimonials and that type thing, and so I got a great video shoot, and it was shared on my Facebook wall. In fact, you can see it now if you go over to my Facebook profile, facebook.com/Jackie Almer. Just click on photos and videos and you'll see it in there, even though my name's spelled wrong. That's okay. You know, what is it they say? There's no such thing as bad publicity. Even though my name's spelled wrong, people get the point. So that was really fun. And I'll have the link to that in the show notes. Well, that immediately generated 3 leads online. When that particular video got shared, it generated 3 leads online to my website, all in the Phoenix Scottsdale area. So I know that that's where they came from, and I even asked, but they're members of the chamber, and they saw when he posted it on the, you know, their Facebook page, and then also shared it over to my wall. So that was pretty exciting too. Again, more adventure, more opportunity, and more reward. Sometimes it's easy to look at these opportunities that land in our lap and think, oh, you know, am I going to generate business from it? It is a waste of time. I mean, I had to drive from Scottsdale way down to Gilbert. So it was a full, it was basically by the time it was all said and done, it was just about a full day. I mean, it took up probably 5 hours between the drive and getting there, setting up, talking to people, that type thing. But you have to look at everything. Everything is an investment. And while it takes some time, it's a huge investment and will offer you adventure because it was fun. It was a fun adventure. It was great to get to meet some new people, have a video shoot, have it shared and generate more leads. Certainly that was the opportunity and the reward piece of it too. So you always want to remember to be looking for that adventure and opportunity in your direct sales business. Then Thursday, I was invited to help on a video shoot, help do the video interviews for several businesses in Arizona for part of a networking colleague's new project, Who is Arizona? It's whoisarizona.com. And I didn't totally understand what I was going to be doing. I didn't quite grasp the full potential that it was going to provide me. And to be really honest, I thought about canceling it earlier in the week when I looked at my busy travel day. On Friday, I had to take my mom in for a long pre-op doctor's appointment. I knew I was going to lose Friday. I'd already been gone much of Monday and Tuesday running around. And I kept thinking, oh, should I do this? So I debated canceling. And I'm also not as far along on a project that I'm working on with my sales store, my products, my Facebook ads, my marketing funnels, and I've hired a project manager to take all that on for me. And I'm not nearly as far along as I had hoped to be with getting my pieces of it put together. So the thought of another day being shot was kind of not very exciting to me, but I also knew it would be a good exposure and get me in front of some highly connected people. And boy, am I ever glad that I went. Well, I'm now a prominent part of that website with my face and my voice in a lot of the videos. My website's out there. And I was also able to create and shoot a professional 3-minute video of my own with a professional videographer that I can use on my own site, in Facebook, in my own promotions. So that was very exciting stuff. I also shared a 15-minute presentation to all the businesses there on high-tech, high-touch marketing and how to generate endless leads. And so now I have several prospects to follow up from that with. So again, more adventure, more opportunity, and more reward. So So again, I just have to ask you, what are you doing to look for adventure and opportunity in your direct sales business? Opportunity is everywhere, and I really want to encourage you to look at everything that you do in your business as an adventure, as an opportunity to learn and grow, and know that you'll get the reward. Even when you're staring at that chicken list of people that you feel like you should be contacting and inviting to take a look and you're scared, look at it as an adventure, an opportunity to learn, and you never know what the reward is going to be. Now I'm excited because this week offers me a whole bunch more opportunity. Tomorrow I'm actually going to another swanky party. You've heard me talk about those. I've been invited to be a guest at a very top producing real estate agent's baseball appreciation party for her customer. We're going to be in an area with, it's going to be fully catered, and it's going to be about 100 people there. And I'm going to get the opportunity to meet a lot of highly connected people and share a little bit about what I do as I network with these people. So again, another adventure. It'll be a beautiful afternoon at the baseball park here in lovely Phoenix, Arizona. So what awaits you for business and opportunity this next week? Remember, the show notes are at jackieelmer.com/296. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.